When I wrote the email, I put a placeholder for how fast they would sell out the last time they offered ORMs. I knew they sold out fast, but I didn't know how fast, and because we had to get the okay from the sourcing team to offer the free gift, we didn't have a lot of time between when I wrote the email and when it got sent out. When I got the email in my inbox with the 2 hours, I was like, wow, that was faster than I thought.
Welcome to Email Swipes, where we peek behind the scenes at the emails that catch your attention and earn their place in your swipe file. Every other week, we'll talk to an email expert about an experiment they ran, and in the following episode, we'll dive into the strategies and methods used in the email so you can inform and inspire your own email work. I'm Mickey Elbaz, the copywriter behind winning emails for 8- and 9-figure SaaS and e-commerce brands like Shopify, Four Sigmatic, and Sprout Social. And I know that hearing the background stories to these emails will help you turn pie-in-the-sky insights into plug-in play actions. Ready to make inspiration tactical? Let's go. First, let's read today's email.
We'll get straight to the point. Get a free bag of ORMs famous cinnamon rolls when you join Harvey Green. Last time we offered ORMs, we sold out in 2 hours. And this time, we're giving them away. Hurry! Join Harvey Green now before we run out. Get free ORMs. Get a free bag of ORMs when you join Harvey Green with coupon code YUM. Harvey is an amazing concept. Simon, the founder of Harvey, grew up in a farming family, but was disillusioned by how hard it was for small producers to fight the big food distributors, and so he went off to college and majored in tech. Later, he realized that he could actually be the solution to this small producer versus big distributor fight. He had a unique perspective. He could bring tech into old school farming. Instead of relying on the classic models of farmers markets or farm shares, he started thinking, how can we make farming more sustainable for the farmers? How can we make eating local a no-brainer for the customers? How can we streamline this relationship? Why can't eating local be as easy as ordering from Amazon? That's basically Harvey in a nutshell. Amazon grocery, but all local, better for you options. Convenient for customers. Unlike farmers markets, they sell everything from soup to nuts, and unlike farm shares, you order as much or as little as you want when you want it. It's more sustainable for the producers, too. They can focus on production instead of distribution, and they're also assured a steady income for whatever they produce. And the best part is that it connects the farmers to the people they're feeding and generates this great community and local food economy. There are other benefits that align with the values that Harvey customers typically have, like neighborhood deliveries to reduce carbon footprint, free recycling of the boxes and ice packs that they use to deliver the products, glass bottle options for the milk instead of plastic. But that's the main thrust, making eating local easy. Harvey operates as a delivery membership. Their catalog of products is only available to members, and the flat annual fee covers your weekly deliveries. So essentially, there are two costs to Harvey. There's the annual membership fee, and then there's the cost of the groceries that you order each week, and that's obviously going to fluctuate depending on what you're buying. The team played around with a few different promotional offers based on these two things, like offering $50 off your first grocery box. There was also a free 3-week trial to test Harvey out, but the typical promo that they would offer was a discount on the membership fee, especially when I came into the picture, which was right after Black Friday. Think things were calm after Black Friday? Nope, because right after Black Friday is the holidays, and then New Year's, and then Harvey's birthday. So we were offering our deepest discount on the membership fee, to varying degrees, of course, month after month after month. This obviously wasn't sustainable, nor would it build anticipation for the big deal sales like the birthday sale or Black Friday. It was time to work with some other offers, aside from the classic one that we had been working with, that steep discount on the membership price. But because we had a bunch of these special big deal sales back to back, we couldn't just down a percentage. Those who were on the list for the big deal sales and didn't buy in then would be really unlikely to buy in for a lower discount. We were getting new leads in every day, but the old lead segment was still a large untapped opportunity. So we started thinking about different offers to play with. This was especially significant because we weren't even sure a steep discount was the best way to get our best customers. Harvey isn't cheap. It's actually not as expensive as people think, but the fact remains that the Harvey shopper can't be a super price-conscious budget shopper. It's just not a good long-term fit. Local groceries cost more than what you can grab at Aldi. So, was a discount really the best way to bring them into a Harvey membership? Everyone loves a discount, even people who aren't on budgets. And there was a time and place for that with the big deal sales. But now we had the opportunity for something a little more creative and more in sync with the ideal customer's purchase habits. Maybe we could go value-driven, even offer a charitable donation per purchase. Maybe we could push the free trial more. There was a lot to play with. And then I got word that Harvey was getting an Orams pop-up. Orams is a donut shop, an absolute cult favorite in Pennsylvania. I mean, just look at their website and you will start drooling. Every time Harvey brings them in, they sell out in hours. So I said, hey, maybe we can make an Orams free gift with purchase of membership. Not only are donuts just yum, there would also be an element of scarcity. They're not a constant staple at Harvey. They always sell them as a special pop-up. And more importantly, they sell out fast. So that's how this email was born. If you love email swipes, you will love my playbooks. They are chock full of inspiration with dozens of examples, color-coded breakdowns, and all the whys and hows and wheres and whats of all the different econ flows. Even better, they're affordable. One anonymous copywriter said, in a world full of $1,000 and $2,000 copywriting courses, being able to learn a sequence for $52 is amazing. By the way, you can learn them for even less if you get the whole bundle. Another piece of feedback that I loved? I purchased the Welcome Sequence Playback and loved it. It's an easy, flowing read, and following it is a breeze. I love how it's so actionable. It takes you step by step through the process, but you don't end up with a templated sequence that sounds the same. I also love how you brought in relevant examples to prove the point you were making. I pull it up before every welcome sequence I write. That's a big point of these playbooks, that you don't end up with the same thing every single time, that you understand the strategy. Just like copywriter Paul Melrose says, since using Nikki's playbook, starting work on an e-commerce email sequence without the playbooks would feel like jumping out of a plane without a parachute. And these are not copy and paste solutions either. They work because Nikki gets you to understand the essential concepts at play so you can solve your own or your client's email problems. Big love and appreciation for what she's given us. Thanks, Nikki. But don't think it's all theory. Holly Williams says, had a quick turnaround deadline on an email sequence I hadn't written in a while, but I didn't even sweat it. I pulled up one of Nikki's playbooks and voila, I had a winning sequence in record time. Nikki's playbooks give you the perfect roadmap for using the data you have to craft email sequences that perform well every single time. Thanks, Nikki. I love your playbooks. And one last one, this one from a founder. I put into action the FAQ email and the 12-hour warning email you suggested, along with two other emails and two texts, and I got over $105,000 in revenue in the weekend from the promo. Pretty neat. Never made so many sales via email. Your book helped me save time to get this done. So whether you want to save time, understand things better, or just get some amazing inspiration, go grab a playbook, or two, or 12, at nikkialbus.com/email-playbooks. And yes, that link is in the show notes. Wish you were in e-com just so that you could grab my playbooks, but you're in SaaS? Don't worry, I got your back with the SaaS Success Pack. Say that five times fast. Okay, don't. Just head to the show notes. You'll find the link and grab it there. Okay, back to our show. I kept it really short and to the point. It just didn't need a lot of selling. It was an if you know, you know kind of email. Either people knew about Orams and wanted them, or they didn't, and they would judge the free gift at face value, which was a comical few dollars. Compare that to the $50 or even $100 discount that they were offering for the holidays, and it doesn't make logical sense. So we were definitely not appealing to logic with this email. When I wrote the email, I put a placeholder for how fast they would sell out the last time they offered Orams. I knew they sold out fast, but I didn't know how fast, and because we had to get the okay from the sourcing team to offer the free gift, we didn't have a lot of time between when I wrote the email and when it got sent out. When I got the email in my inbox with the 2 hours, I was like, wow, that was faster than I thought. I had wondered if the follow-up email I wrote would be redundant, so I focused it on a different idea with just the promo in the header and footer areas. Need be, we could just cut the free Orams gift stuff out. We didn't end up needing to cut them out. They didn't sell out that fast as a membership bonus, but the free gift offer still did really well. Yay! We tried free gifts again with different products to less success. Nothing can quite compare to a donut, and definitely not to a cult favorite donut. But still, it created nice variety among the offers that we were sending out. And that is this email in a donut shell. Thanks for joining me for email story time. If you enjoyed today's story, give this podcast a review so email marketers like you can have more fun with email. See you next week when we dig into this story's takeaways.